Markets on edge, flash crash risks, trade doctrine shifts, and energy cross-currents. JP Morgan raised its S&P 500 year-end target to 7,800 this week, implying roughly another 4% of upside from S&P futures trading around 7,483 at the time, while simultaneously warning that deteriorating market liquidity conditions make sharp, rapid drawdowns more likely than headline index levels suggest. The mechanism JP Morgan flagged is passive fund dominance. When a large proportion of equity ownership sits in index funds, selling pressure in a downturn can overwhelm market maker capacity to absorb orders. Placed alongside Goldman Sachs's warning of an $18 trillion AI valuation gap, the combined picture is of a market optimistic about its destination, but fragile about the journey. A description that historically precedes volatility rather than smooth compounding. Treasury Secretary Bessent's call for an end to unconditional U.S. trade openness marks a significant philosophical statement. The U.S. has operated under a broadly liberal trade framework since the post-World War II institutional order, and positioning the problem as unconditional openness rather than trade itself frames the administration's approach as seeking reciprocity. But the practical implication is a more transactional, bilateral trade architecture, departing substantially from the multilateral rules-based system governing most of the past seven decades. FedEx returning $800 million in tariff refunds starting in August is a concrete downstream effect of those shifts, reflecting the scale of tariff-related flow adjustments following recent trade recalibrations. Trump ordered the Department of Justice to investigate Exxon and Chevron for allegedly keeping pump prices high despite falling crude costs, a classic political maneuver with genuine economic substance behind it. The Iran peace deal removed a significant geopolitical risk premium from crude oil prices, but pump prices have not come down proportionally. The structural explanation involves refining margins, distribution costs, and retail pricing lag dynamics that are not linearly tied to crude spot prices. Politically, the visible gap between approximately $70 crude and $3.50 gasoline is a daily grievance that resonates with consumers regardless of the technical explanation. Billions continue flowing into U.S. solar investment despite rhetorical hostility from the current administration toward green energy mandates. The reason is straightforward. Solar is now the cheapest form of new electricity generation in most of the country on a levelized cost basis, meaning the economics work without subsidies in a growing share of markets. Policy headwinds slow acceleration, but do not reverse the fundamental cost dynamic. Amazon's announcement that it is hiring 11,000 interns while committing $200 billion to AI infrastructure spending connects directly to this energy story. Large-scale GPU clusters can draw as much power as a small city, and the intersection of AI infrastructure build-out, solar investment growth, and grid capacity constraints is shaping up as one of the defining infrastructure stories of the coming decade.